Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. This time of deep winter often finds many of us tinkering away with cozy indoor projects that help while away the chilly hours. For those who are culinary-minded, this is a perfect time to cook up some stocks for future projects. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, making stock is perhaps something of a lost art that ought to be revived.
Yes, I think so. In the restaurant kitchen, they're very rarely do we cook anything in water, you know, because water obviously has no flavor. I mean, we're always, you know, even things like rice are cooked in some sort of stock to add flavor to the rice. I mean, so it, in my mind, it tends to be one of the differences between home cooking and restaurant cooking is because we do have a crew that can help make all these stocks. I mean, and basically stock is sort of the frugal chef's way to extract the last little bit of flavor out of everything and anything you have, you know? And so, you know, anything, there's almost no rules that what goes into the stock pot. But, you know, certainly if we're talking about animal-based stocks, then bones are usually the basis for this. You know, I think today there's a lot of commercial broth and stock available, which are really good, but they're never as good as making them at home. And I know that, you know, these days we're at our house, we're big into chicken salad and we love making it out of a rotisserie chicken.
Right.
It's great. You grab this rotisserie chicken, you pull all the meat off, and then you have a bunch of bones.
Yes, you do.
We usually throw them in the freezer until we have about four or five carcasses worth. But then, you know, the choice is whether you want to roast the bones or not, which is the difference between what's called a blonde stock or a brown stock. Blonde being, you know, unroasted bones and less intense than roasted bones. And then you just throw in whatever you have, like some vegetables, traditional carrots, onions, celery, but garlic, fennel, you know, anything lying around that's going to add some extra flavor. And you just add water and you cook it and, you know, it's good to go.
I've been in kitchens where all of the trimmings and scraps and everything go into the stock pot, and I guess that's kosher.
Yeah, I mean, in the restaurant setting, when you're peeling carrots, you're peeling onions, you're peeling all these things, all the peelings are what goes into the stock pot.
Right, right. What are the benefits of cooking the bones, and how do you do it?
Yeah, it's, you know, you're adding extra flavor by caramelizing any of the sugars or proteins left on the outside of the bones. And I usually use a pretty hot oven, 400 degrees, lay them out on a sheet tray, put them in there, and just wait till they get golden brown. That's about it.
How long do you have to cook the stock?
So the rule of thumb is the bigger the animal, the longer you should cook. you know, chicken stock, I usually let go for 4 to 5 hours. Beef and veal, maybe 24 hours.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, if you're concerned about leaving it on overnight, I understand. I would just turn it off and then start it up again in the morning. Yeah.
Is there any reduction involved in this? Or you're trying to concentrate?
After you strain out all that stuff. Yeah, once you strain everything out, then you can start boiling it down to reduce it. And it makes it easier to store when you concentrate it, right? So you have less volume. But then you can always hydrate it back up with water depending on the use you're going to have for it.
And some people use ice cube trays for stock?
Yeah, you freeze them in ice cube trays, you pop them out, you put the cubes in a Ziploc bag, and this way they're easy to just portion out whenever you need them.
Oh, well, Jerry, if you could write this all down and give people some hints, we'll put it
on
the website. Let them try it.
You got it.
I'm Al Spohler.
Yep, and I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.